Good morning, Wasatch High School. Jimmy Haskell from Indianapolis, Indiana. We're here at the BBI at Utah State University. We're in one of the greatest stadiums for marching band that I've ever been in. Thank you for the invitation. My caption for you today is going to be percussion performance, the what and the how. I'd like to wish you the best of luck, not only today's performance, but your future performance as well. Be back with you when you're ready to go. All right, ladies and gentlemen of Wasatch, the announcement's been made. The salute has been given. Have a great show. Do it up. Have fun. We work way too hard not to have fun on performance day. Come on. Synth player, you need to watch the flute player take a breath, and you take a breath at the same time. That way you'll initiate that contact exactly the same. Appreciate the use of the wind chimes. Help substantiate. Nicely done with the roll suspended there. Great timing here with the bass drums as the battery's up now and on the march. Ah, watch the rolls when you get into that. Ah, yeah, just kind of clean the inner beats up. Snare line. Nice on the gack drum. Good tempo. Very stable. Good tune for it. Yeah, we've got to be able to know when we start and stop before we do the visuals, ladies and gentlemen. All right, you've got to be in the correct spot in your flow of the drill program before you can do the visual vocabulary that's being asked. Does that make sense? Yeah, we're getting some tempos here. We're getting with a winds tempo. We've got a front ensemble tempo, and we've got a battery tempo right now. All right. Are we getting tempo from the battery and listening? Is the field commander taking the cue from their feet? Or is everybody taking the cue from the drum major? Combination of both? Question marks. All right. Now, I don't know where your finals or state championships or end of season stadium takes you, but you want to be careful with the props up front. Out of caption, but just in an effect comment. We don't want to see you behind those props and those ones closer to the front sideline. We can. Again, I'm almost on top of you with this press box. Yeah, music and feet are not together, and that's causing a problem right now, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, now you're still trying to push through it, and you're still trying to fix it on the move, and those are all positives, okay? Yeah, bass drums, you're trying to do a little rallentando and slow it down on us, and it's not happening. Field commander saying, not today. Yeah, cha-cha-cha. Then the visual. All right, some of y'all doing the visual. Watch the video, okay? Don't even do it with sound, and watch how it's matching up with the musical phrases. All right, the visual phrase and the musical phrase should match, okay? Great transitionary composition here. I don't know if I wouldn't hold that synth note all the way to the wind's attack. Like the timbre. Yeah, great color and timbre out of the battery. That's nice. Bah. But we're getting a different color and timbre out of the battery, which is awesome, but I'm not... That hard mallet on the mid-range of the marimba, all right, that's almost over-speaking the ensemble, where it's staged and the dynamic level that it's being played at. So just little things, okay? Again, the inner beats, guys, the inner beats, you gotta subdivide. Must subdivide. Yeah, we're just looking for more clarity and more quality of sound, okay? Better quality of sound. It's not that you don't have any, you just need better. Yeah, again, tenor, you're done a note before the rest of the whole battery, okay? So, you know, when you get excited, you have to make that nervous energy work for you, all right? If you let that nervous energy get a hold of you and you rush through those phrases, all right, that's when the band's going to have problems because they're expecting you to set the tempo for them, All right. Does that make sense? Love the moving notes compositionally and through performance here in the pitted ensemble. Thank you. Appreciate the meter. Good attacks out of the battery that time. Good job. Now watch our spacing. All right. We play and march together a lot, so we've got to make sure that our spacing and our intervals are all good there, bass drums. Yeah, the bass drums will be able to cover that down if you put those bass drums in the arc of the drill there. All right, they're not going to stand there, and they're not playing that important a part there that you can't face the bass drums in that form. It's going to read better. It's going to be cleaner upstairs for the visual and effect people. Good use of the metallics. Even the single bell speaks there. Yeah, I love battery that we're excited. Okay, we just now have to harness that energy and make it work for you. I love the energy that you're playing with today. All right, you just have to harness that energy and make it work positively for you. Again, the moving parts in the pitted percussion, very nice here. Yeah, and again, you know, yeah, again, with the wind chimes, good sound, placed well. Yeah, tenor when playing on the gok drum, just really on top of the tempo. But then when you go to the mobility of the drum at the start of that phrase, we lose a bit of that tempo, okay? You got to keep that same tempo you started with. All right, where do we stop? We got to know when we stop and when we start visually. All right, you know the music book and you know the visual book, but when you're putting the two together, that's not happening right now, okay? Yeah, more controlled here than it's been. Yeah. Now, do we have four snares? This is the first time in the show I thought that we had four snares. Snares and tenors visually usually cover space and intervals well. Bass drums doing a good job on that now. Yeah. You keep your spot in the drill. You make that color guard girl go through you, okay? You set that space and that interval there. She doesn't have a choice but to go through you. And then when we're all stopped, we're all stopped, okay? All right. Now, that's the end of the show, and I'm sure you've been teaching and trying to get the whole show on, so that's all understandable. So you've got to make sure that you really highly concentrate on making sure that last 30 seconds is clarity-wise and quality of sound-wise is just as high as you start the show, all right? Obviously, we have been doing the beginning of the show longer than anything, so that's probably a little bit more consistent, and your timing problems are less there. But as the show progresses, you've got to make sure that, I think you really know the music book, and I think you really know your visual book, all right? But it's putting those two together and probably getting those reps right now is important as we're getting towards that third, fourth week of the season. And depending on how long your season goes, you know, some of us are done in 3 or 4 weeks and some of us continue to November. So, but great job. I love the energy, loved the energy. Compositionally, very nicely handled. I think it's compositionally, it's giving you everything that you can handle, and it is attainable by the end of your season. So best of luck. Smart staff, keep listening to them. Bye, guys. Best of luck.